support and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
It's the Gamer Show on the British Tech Network. How are you this evening, gentlemen?
Oh, okay. We'll move on.
Do our mics work this time?
Yeah,
we've just an emotion to tears just to say, stay silent. Don't say a word.
So, apologies about the audio the last time. We thought we had it fixed. We tested it thoroughly and it didn't work.
You thought you had it fixed.
You two were here and you heard the same test.
I was hesitant.
I was all, no. I was like, no, man. And you were like, yeah, I'm going to do it. In their faces. And I was like, no, Paul, we value our listeners. And you're like, no, they're scum. I'll lick their ears and whittle on them.
I want to skip this new version of Java?
This one's pretty important, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Remind me later, then.
No, it's not at all.
Okay. Well, it's still going to remind me later.
Yeah.
It's okay. I can make the call then. We don't need to worry.
I was panicked.
We have had some feedback. We've had some feedback and two game recommendations. We're a bit worried, actually. We should maybe check this before the show.
Have you filtered out all the death threats?
Yeah. I have an email filter for them. If it mentions either you and a death threat...
It just forwards on to me.
No. They get deleted. If it mentions me in a death threat, it gets forwarded to the police.
No, but you have to send them, Sam. It's the only way these days you can get an erection.
Oh, sorry, I missed that. I missed that memo. Okay, we'll do that in future.
Okay. Here you go, buddy.
Oh, yes. Cheers. Getting Sam off since 2010. Right, we've had two pieces of feedback. First one from Gordon Pendleton. Hi, Gordon. Thank you very much for listening. Hi, guys. As you're all cheapskates, you should play and review Civ 5. I'm assuming that's Sid Meier's Civilization 5. It was on sale for $4.99 at Gamersgate. Have you ever heard of Gamersgate? I've never used Gamersgate.
No.
No, I'm talking about that one.
Okay.
We shall investigate.
Sorry?
We shall investigate.
It's $4.99 at Gamersgate just now. I'm assuming that was last week when you sent the email, Gordon, but never mind. I haven't heard you talk about it, but I think Sam might like it because he likes Total War games. Love the show, Gordon.
Ha ha ha! I don't.
Okay.
Paul's the Civ fan.
Yeah, I do. I actually have Civ 5. I quite like Civ.
I find it too basic where I'd like it to be more complex and too complex where I'd like it to be more basic.
Just like insult me and junk.
Div 5.
No, I'm not saying it's... Yeah, I'm not saying it's... Oh, dear. Well done, Chase. Yeah, I'm not saying it's for... words that I'm not allowed to say for special people. It's I'm probably not allowed to say that. You're probably allowed to say that.
That's probably politically
special
correct.
Noun
no,
words.
No, it's
special noun words.
Yeah. That's how you're getting by these days, isn't it, Chiz?
Yep.
I saw that written on your CV.
I know all the noun words.
Special noun words to describe me.
Anyway, what were you saying, Sam?
It's not low IQ Total War. It's the economy based stuff.
Yeah, it's all about
economy. It's really quite high. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm more on the in-depth battle thing where it doesn't have that.
The battles are very much sort of the bigger army generally wins.
Yeah.
With very few exceptions.
All of these games are kind of like Keek. What's the fist, scissor, rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, it's all based on random dice rolls in the background.
It's like Arches totally. Beat horse beat the whatever.
And Hercules Bomber beats Man with Spear.
Yeah. That's a bit too much that way.
Yeah,
whereas the Total War games are a little bit more complex and they have more grey areas, but...
We will have a look and see. I mean, I'm taking that, Sam, that you're not really that interested in doing a review of that one.
I'd play it. I'll give anything a go.
Have you played Civ 5?
No, not Civ 5.
Civ 5 is a lot better. I have it already, and I'd happily go back and play it again.
Okay.
If we wanted to do Civ 5. But we also had Jason MacArthur. He sent me an email yesterday, in fact.
What did good old Jace say?
Isn't that knob end from X Factor?
I really don't know.
What's X Factor?
Or is it that James, maybe, MacArthur, or something he's called? I'm sorry, I heard the name MacArthur and it just riled up hatred.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not the guy from X Factor.
I'd be very surprised if...
Well, we hope not now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're getting a bashing on the X Factor.
Okay, so boys, listen... Boys. Nice. I like when these
are
boys.
You like boys.
No, I like what... No.
Bad choice.
No, I didn't say that.
Dog.
I said likes what... Anyway. Listen to the last show. The dog cock thing made me spit out my coffee on my commute. I had to turn back and change my shirt before going to work. But it was worth it.
What was the
great job.
Please don't encourage James to think he's funny. He's not. He's not funny. He stole that joke.
All our jokes are stolen.
Yes, yeah, everything's stolen these days. Yeah. Just like the waffle iron's just a toaster with a phone attached. That's the wrong joke. It's a fax machine. There's a waffle iron with a phone attached. I screwed that up. Anyway, just thought you might want to try a mass review of Max Payne 3.
Do you want to re-edit? No. Go on. Just cut it out.
And iron's just a hot phone.
I just thought you might want to try a mass review of Max Payne 3. It's currently £3.75. Perhaps Paul can get past that pesky level on the PC version. Jay. I'm quite impressed that you've managed to find Max Payne 3 for £3.75. If you could let us know where exactly you found Max Payne 3 for £3.75 on the PC.
No,
sale
Paul,
long ago,
was it?
Yeah.
If you would care to purchase that, three copies of that for £3.75 and send it our way, I'm sure we'll send you the money.
So let us know where you found that, because I did a quick Google foo this afternoon. I didn't find anything for Max Payne 3 at £3.75. So
I think it was on a Steam sale a wee while back.
Okay. Well, you sent me this yesterday. So anyway, Jason, if you listen to this, because I'll have the show up probably tonight or tomorrow. It's like Tuesday at the latest. Could you just drop us another email and tell us exactly where you found Max Payne 3 for £3.75?
It's very nice of you to let them know when it's available during the podcast that you'll be listening to at the time.
Yeah, but he can...
If you bother to upload it tonight.
But if he tells us and it's still available, we could do that the next show.
Do you know what you should do rather than put it in the podcast? Reply to his friend. I am a genius. I did a swear.
So, Jason, you will have already received an email from me asking about that. And just don't try and sneak swears through.
I didn't swear.
It was Sam. And I saw you go, no, no, don't say anything. It'll be funny.
That wasn't the exact words I meant.
Yeah, so thanks, Jason and Gordon, for giving us your feedback and those games. And we will, I think we're going to play, we'll play Civ 5 this week.
Okay,
we're playing Civ 5 this week. Good.
What, so you don't have to buy it?
Yeah, basically.
You
I'm moving house. I need to save all my money for bells and whistles and junk. Anyway, so on to the headlines.
I milked his cat into that water.
Did you? The male or female one?
Both.
A bit of cat spunk.
Yeah. So do you guys remember the 2011 PlayStation Network outage?
Yeah.
Yep.
The one that happened around...
Vividly.
You can, because you're going to moan about Portal 2.
Yeah. Were we doing this show then? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Were we?
Yeah.
So this was...
he's told the story so many times, it feels like we were.
It definitely doesn't feel as long ago as what it was.
Yeah, so this was the thing whereby the PlayStation Network was hacked around the same time as Portal 2 came out. It was completely coincidental, it was not related. Lots of people's credit card numbers were stolen and identities and all that kind of rubbish, allegedly. And people basically couldn't get access to the network, PlayStation Network, for, it must have been the best part of a week it was down.
Oh, it was more than that, it was about a month it was down.
Was it really?
I think it was down for a week...
Was it during the summer holidays?
Initially, and then they went...
Yeah, it was.
But then because
That's
of the hack...
That's why Chase remembers it.
Yeah. Then because of the hack, they obviously had to basically...
Rebuild everything,
rebuild them and have a more secure it was network, and it was down for nearly a month anyway.
All right, okay.
Might well be longer than a month.
Okay, so what has finally happened, being that it's been 2011 or something like that, finally a settlement has been proposed. And as far as we can tell, it's been approved by Sony, but it's yet to be approved by the judge. So this is all kind of a little bit, may not happen, but I think it's likely to. The decision is going to be made by the judge on the 1st of May, 2015. What? I just read my notes here. I've got 2015. That can't be right. Is it?
Well, it's not going to be May 2014, is it, Paul?
Oh, that's true. That's past.
So yes.
It's not a long time away. Anyway.
Jesus Christ. Courts just... judges and lawyers really do take the piss a bit, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. So what they're basically coming down to is individuals in the US, mind you, will have the option of taking either an old PS3 game, which is the options of Dead Nation, Infamous, Little Big Planet, Super Stardust HD, or Rain, a PSP game, Little Big Planet, Mod Nation Racers, Potapon 3, or Killzone Liberation, or 3 months of free PlayStation Plus, in brackets, if you're not already a subscriber. So if you're already a subscriber at PlayStation Plus, you have to choose one of the other two options. Also, if you can prove, and I think that's the key words there, if you can prove that your identity was compromised as part of this outage, you might be able to claim up to $2,500.
Is that like £45?
I think it's probably about...
Send them a screenshot of the amount of spam you get every day and say, this is your fault, Sony. I don't know, but...
I don't know, you probably have to do a little bit more.
How are you meant to prove that?
Well, I would imagine if somebody is running about the countryside claiming to be you and wearing your face...
I'm currently doing that.
So, I imagine...
Right now!
I literally was in the countryside today, so... I was up the Black Hill.
Ah, nice!
Yeah. Pretending
is that a euphemism, or...?
No, I was up the Black Hill. Chose the steepest part to go up as well. Kimberly loved it.
Nice. I guess the bit that's kind of...
There's something sleazy I could make from that, but I'm just going to keep
took
going.
Kimberly up the Black Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She loved it.
Dirty bastards.
So the games that you could choose, as I said, Dead Nation, Infamous, Little Big Planet, Super Stardust HD, Rain, Little Big Planet on the PSP, Mod Nation Racers, Potapon 3, Killzone Liberation. Now, you're not going to get any of these until this is passed, which is next May. These are old games now.
Yeah.
In May next year, they're going to be even bloody older.
Well, I do believe that's how time works, Paul.
I'm glad we clarified that. Yeah, okay, we can move on now. it just seems a bit of a cop-out. You know what? Here's a bunch of old games that we weren't...
Selling anymore.
Yeah, exactly. It's because the headline of it was something like, Sony's to offer $15 million worth of digital goods as compensation to those affected. So these are digital downloads. They're not physical copies. This is really no skin off anybody's nose.
No, it's not.
Apart from the bandwidth for downloading them. That's about the only thing that Sony's been chipped for.
But really, are they? Because surely Sony have...
some kind of CDN in place or something,
You know, infinite. Yeah. We pay X amount for infinite amount of bandwidth.
Yep. Yeah, it does sort of seem like a kind of a, oh, look, we're going to give you this, but...
They're not even paying postage.
Exactly.
It's not even gone as far as, we have a warehouse full of these old games.
Yeah.
You can have one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll post it to you.
Yeah.
Cheap
Yes, indeedly do, indeedly do do do. Sorry, I'm just writing down that swear.
Really?
Yeah.
That one passed.
No. We have this conversation on a weekly basis.
You can't say an S word.
He could get away with that dog conversation from last week.
See, we can have dog cock. Yeah. But we can't have dog...
No. It's a crazy world, Sam. It's a crazy world.
But it wasn't. It wasn't the official one. It had an E on the end of it.
Well, then. I can see the French and it's all okay. Is that right?
Don't be a Paul. I did a swear.
Oh, dear.
I do feel we need to rename this podcast to a podcast. Something that it fits what is this podcast become. Basically, Paul slowly learns Phoenix and new words.
Oh, dear. So, Valve has added thumbsticks to the Steam controller. This was a
one thumbstick.
One thumbstick. It's the third major design that's been shown off to the public so far. It was discovered by SteamDB, the website. The second prototype shown back in January removed the touchscreen and added two symmetrical sets of ABXY face buttons. But they've always avoided the analog stick so far, as they wanted a touch area of haptic feedback to replace that functionality. I'm assuming this is just all part of user test, and they've discovered that actually that doesn't work.
Yeah, they've still got the haptic pads, but they've
only got on the right hand side, though, haven't they? The thumbsticks on the left now.
The picture I saw was on. The haptic pads are on the left and right, and the thumbsticks on the left below the left haptic pad, and the buttons are below the bottom, so they're in line with the analog stick down the bottom.
All right, okay.
So I think we're.
I thought they'd completely gotten rid of the haptics on the left hand side.
PS3, PS4 controller.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then instead you've got haptic bits
haptic
above it.
Haptic is a really bad name for something.
Yeah, it is. But it's kind of cool.
I'm sure when they release it.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm sure they'll come up with something else.
Buzzword or something.
Like buzz metal.
No.
Well, that's what it effectively is, isn't it?
Yeah, but.
Or buzz glass. Or.
I'm sure there's already a product out there called Mr. Buzz Metal.
Yes.
Vibrant one.
Are you guys. So it's probably been.
Susie from Enix gives it 4 out of 5.
It's probably been about a year and a half.
It was really good.
since we originally found out about the Steam boxes.
I could feel it at the back of my teeth.
Sorry.
He shook me fillings. He woke the dog.
Anyway.
What was I saying?
Gaming.
I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Oh dear. Right, okay. So it's been about a year and a half since we heard about these Steam machines, at least.
Podcast name, Mr. Buzz Metal.
Oh dear. Right, okay. Yeah.
What will you remember? But anyway, continue.
And my pen's running out of egg. Oh dear. Give me a minute.
Why don't you type these?
Because you hear the click, click, click. So I always handwrite them.
I vote to edit out the bit as soon as I say this name for podcast. Just remove this bit and go.
Right. It's been about a year and a half or something like that since we started the show. Since we heard about the Steam machines. And, some stuff's come out of the way, and we've kind of slated the prices of all these different machines that are coming out and stuff like that. And I know it's Steam and Valve and whatnot, but I've not seen anything really that's kind of turned around. When we first heard about them, we were quite chuffed about them, and then we've kind of went at this dip.
Something interesting, we thought, that this could work if it's reasonable priced and they've got enough sort of power or whatever, but I don't know, the pricing, you're better off just building your own PC, but not everyone can, I suppose. But
yeah, but you can still go to websites that are going to allow you to do that kind of stuff, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, dear. Anyway.
Standard PC do the job better, as far as I can see.
Shadow of Mordor release date has been moved forward. So this is quite rare that you hear these kind of things. But Chiz, you have a theory about this. But before you have that theory, just to clarify, it used to be the 7th of October. It's now the 3rd of October. Give us your theory.
I wanted to check why it was moving dates to see what was coming out. And closest, well, there's a few big reasons. Like, there's Dragon Age and Alien Isolation, but I wouldn't say they were necessarily the same type of game in direct competition, but Assassin's Creed Unity would probably be the closest type of game.
Yeah,
because like it's already a lot of people have already said about the Shadow of Mordor is it's the way the gameplay is inspired probably by Batman and Assassin's Creed.
Yeah,
so I suspect they have moved it to have a bigger gap between it and Assassin's Creed Unity, which is out at the end of October.
Yeah,
to give it a bit more breathing room to sell units, I think.
Yeah, I think it's fair enough.
It's good for everyone because it means a good looking game is out sooner.
Yeah.
And do you think they'll move Assassin's Creed back now?
just to troll them.
Why not? I'd do it.
I think Assassin's Creed will move.
CEO
anyway.
Of Ubisoft.
What, further away?
CEO of Ubisoft actually came out today and announced that Assassin's Creed would come out the same day as Shadow of Mordor, and then proceeded to pee onto a copy of Shadow of Mordor. Who's the developer? Is it Monolith? Oh yeah, he took a crap onto Monolith.
Who did?
Sign. That's what he did.
Oh,
that's good. Yeah. So imagine that. That's what they're going to do.
Okay. I'm imagining that.
That gag would be much better if it actually planned out better.
Crytek money woes are legit, it would appear. We've talked about this in a couple of shows. There was developers not getting paid and things like that. But on Friday, they finally came out and admitted that things were looking grim. According to a statement issued to VentureBeat, the Crytek team said that they were, quote, in a transitional phrase. Excuse me.
Phrase?
Phrase. And added an R in.
We can't find the right word yet.
In a transitional phase, and has since found the capital necessary to proceed with its upcoming projects like Homefront and Hunt and Gilded Age.
Transitional phase? Is that a bit like that kind of 6 months that Cheers lived in a bin at McDonald's?
I think that's basically the definition of a...
But kept telling us that he was fine.
Yeah, exactly.
And had loads of money.
And I came out of it like a butterfly in front of my cocoon.
Covered in Big Mac wrappers, but, you know, he was there. Yeah.
Sweating profusely from meat sweat.
And more worryingly, tramp semen.
There's no news as to who the sugar daddy is of Crytek, but and there's no really any news of what's being cancelled or started due to it. You would imagine that if somebody's kind of injected some money, there were some rumours Microsoft were the sugar daddy to this. It was mainly around the Rise 2 stuff for the Xbox One. Sorry, I've just realised that I misread something before. It's not Hunt and Gilded Age. It's Hunt Horrors of the Gilded Age. It's one game, not two. Watch this one. On the plus side, it basically means that the guys, all the devs that work hard at Crytek might actually get paid, which is a good thing. It was
quite
a bit
of left, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully it means there's more money to go around now.
I've just realised something.
What?
Paul read two names at the start of this podcast and didn't screw up either of them.
No, I did. Was it Jason? I got his name wrong.
Oh, did you?
I referred to him as like Django or something.
Django?
Yeah. I don't know.
Wasn't Boba Fett's dad?
That was where I was going.
Yeah. It was bigging him up.
Yeah.
Google has bought the live stream service Twitch. I know both of you are quite interested in this one. So it's purchased by the YouTube division. This was a rumor. We didn't even mention it on the show a couple of weeks ago. I looked at the article, but it was, I think it was only VentureBeat that were talking about it. Nobody else was there. We do actually do a little bit of research before this show. Being that only VentureBeat was talking about it, nobody else seemed to have picked up the story. We decided not to talk about it. But it's come true. VentureBeat have... So our journalism
is it because
failed?
It's dull as hell? Oh, I'm so excited. The hair on the back of my knees are twitching.
What I'm finding quite interesting, and you guys probably won't care because you don't care about this kind of crap, but it's 1 billion. And normally when
is
companies...
worth that?
No, I wouldn't have said so. That's the same cost of an Instagram.
It's like, I think of all the people I know on Xbox Live...
One Instagram.
It's one Instagram.
It's maybe 30 people on Xbox Live. I've only ever seen one person stream. Like, it's actually, you know, you get... it's your news feed and it tells you what people have been doing and whatnot. It's maybe one person every now and then I've noticed... once more than anyone else anyway, he's actually used Twitch to stream his gaming and whatnot, but it's kind of like, who's watching you play games?
I know. That Pokemon thing was interesting as a bit of a social experiment that we talked about a few shows ago, but...
I'm sure, like, people, like, working for actual proper... it's gaming websites and stuff, it aids them, but...
Yeah.
From your average person, yes, for enough, it might be fun for them, but I have no interest in watching a random person I have no idea play a game that I'm not interested in.
It's got 50 million active users, apparently.
Yeah.
That's crazy. For those of you who don't know, Twitch is the thing we talked about, is around the Pokemon, everybody was kind of playing Pokemon together. Broadcasts live gameplay sessions on PC and current gen consoles, so like Xbox One and PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
So it was 1 billion in cash, which is quite rare because normally when you kind of have price tags of about a billion, you're talking about shares as well. So you're normally talking about kind of probably like, I don't know, so a million in cash and the rest of it in shares.
It's not actually much, well, still a lot, but not a full 1 billion of real money shifting.
Well, in this case it is because it's cash. It's 1 billion in cash. Because like normally like Instagram, when Facebook bought Instagram, I don't remember, it was a while ago, but that was like a reasonable percentage in Facebook stock and the rest of it was in cash. And same with Snapchat and
so the person
like
who used to own Twitch now has £1 billion bursting out his back pocket.
Yeah, I would imagine he probably has a number of cars and a new house already. Mm. But actually on saying that, neither Twitch or Google have commented on this so far, but it seems to be true.
Twitch are busy getting pissed.
Exactly. Yeah, it was like... Dr. Dre when Apple bought Beats, and he posted on like Twitter or something like that a picture of him dancing away because he was the most famous, the most richest rapper going or something like that.
Although it was nothing to do with his music.
Yeah, it was nothing to do with his music. It was just to do with his name. But you know, he's going to have to.
And wasn't he just kind of attached his name to a product, did he not? As well?
Yeah, no, to be fair, I think he did a lot to it. But I mean, he had to probably do about 7 years at medical school to get that name. So, you know, he's worked for it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's touched many an anus to get through.
How I got the name Dr. Nasty Flaps.
If you were at San Diego Comic Con, that's awesome, and take us with you next time.
Particularly nasty anus as well.
Flappy.
Yeah.
Nasty loose anus. That's how I like it.
So if you were at San Diego Comic Con, I hope you went over and tried out Oculus Rift. Oculus Rift was in demo in two separate places. One was showing off a sort of a Cerebro from X-Men. You know, the big kind of circular dome thing that Dr. Xavier meanders into now and again.
I am going to say that no one who listens to this has not seen, at least seen the X-Men movies.
Mm. Well, they might not have known instantly what Cerebro was. I'm just explaining.
Thinking about the kind of demographics that are likely listen to this game.
I'd be interested if any of you hadn't heard of Cerebro before I said that. I want to hear from you. If nobody talks to us, either you're all dead out there, we've not got any listeners, or Sam's right.
We haven't checked the numbers in a while.
That's true. So you could get the Cerebro, or what was more interesting to me was developed in the Unreal Engine 4 by visual effects company RealFX. They basically created a Gypsy Danger Jaeger. Did you pronounce that right?
I've
actually seen Oculus Rift. Is it Jaeger?
Yeah. From Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm with you. From Pacific Rim. So you could basically climb inside.
The main sort of robot in it.
Yeah.
Actually, it's the name of light infantry used by the Austrian-Hungarian Empire originally, but there you go.
That's where the name comes from, then.
I would presume so.
Cool. Okay.
Thank you for this lesson.
Boom.
So I'm actually quite handy now and again for those kind of things.
Yes, no.
Whenever my daughters ask, hard questions about history, I point them in Sam's direction. He makes up crap, but at least it's more entertaining and believable crap than I would make up. So, everybody's getting educated. Legendary hasn't said if it will make a Pacific Rim Jaeger pilot available to the public. So if you happen to have an Oculus Rift, couple of hundred of you that actually have review units and things like that.
Do you have to do it in pairs? Like in the film? Does there have to be two of you?
Yeah,
I didn't go into that kind of
thing. Because I just know that I'm going to be stuck with some fanny like Chiz.
And if it works like the film where we're basically remind melded, you're seeing some creepy shit.
Yeah. No, not the tramp again.
Oh, God, not walking the toilet again.
They were carefully used during the whole thing to talk about as a virtual reality experience, as opposed to a game as well. It was using kind of real assets from the film as well. So I think that would be quite cool. If you were at San Diego Comic Con, and
I'd love to go to that.
San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah, plus it's the only place where it's Comic Con of a really annoying thing. So I've been reading up the new Avengers film and stuff like that, and they have a really annoying habit of showing you the panel and then going, and here's some footage from the film. And then us online, anyone who's, unless you're in the room, it's the only time you see it. Unless it gets leaked out months or weeks or later.
But that's kind of pretty annoying. No, but do you know what? That's kind of really good. Because that you really get to go away having paid for something that...
True, I suppose.
If you paid into it, that's awesome.
Yeah, but no, I want to see the footage now.
If anyone living in America wants to take me, I'll probably suck you off or something.
Oh, come on!
Just saying, just putting it out there. Can have some fun time with a slightly overweight, mildly abusive, hairy Yorkshireman. I know it's your dream. Come take me.
Keep him entertained. He literally only needs a bit of lint to chew on.
Oh, dear. Anyway, so actually, if you
This isn't related to what Sam just said, but if you were at San Diego Comic-Con and you did have a go of Oculus Rift, either the Pacific thing or Cerebro, because I believe there was huge queues, so you may not have gotten a chance at it. Please give us a shout. We'd love to hear your feedback, see how it was and things like that.
Is there going to be Oculus Rift stuff at the Eurogamer thing?
I don't know. I've not seen anything about that.
It's going to be some game. I'm looking forward to playing some games there, but I suspect there's going to be massive queues and we won't play them.
If you happen to be going to the Eurogamer thing in London, me, Chiz and Sam will also be there. So please come up and say hello.
The previous offer does not apply to going to London, right? Just...
Oh, dear.
He will still suck you off.
Oh, dear. Oh, we always do this just before the sponsor read.
he works the balls as well.
I was being quiet.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Should we talk about something else, then go back to sponsors? Edit that bit out.
I don't know what else we can talk about. You know what? I'll just go straight in. As it were.
The priest said to the choir bar.
You never go straight to Shaft.
And relax.
It's going to require some of your editing skills or something.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So I'd like to take this opportunity, completely unrelated to anything else we're talking about, to thank the Network Union. They are absolutely awesome people. If you head in over to thebridgetechnetwork.com and click on the sponsors link, you will see a click through there. Please use it and go and visit them and see what they can do. If you work within a large IT company, they can help you with your BT, MPLS, WAN, SIP and Ethernet connectivity. Whether you're new to BT or an existing BT client, you can choose to engage BT via Network Union. Existing clients, nothing changes. Same contracts and support, but you can change your account management to the Network Union, resign your contract with a different area of BT. If you're an SME with business broadband, they can check your fibre upgrades, call packages, even BT Office 365 or Everything Everywhere Mobile. Bundle together for savings or happy to deal with new inquiries. And for US listeners, Network Union are agents for Magistrate HQ in Dallas. Magistrate have a fantastic global MPLS. What? Oh, yeah.
Wasn't me.
WAN network, any IT managers out there in the US using MPLS should also hit Network Union up the sponsors page because they can put you in touch with some fantastic resources. They are absolutely superb. Please go over and visit them. That's bridgetechnetwork.com/sponsors and click on the Network Union link. Who's responsible for this?
It's only locked for 1 minute.
Oh, it's not properly locked. They've been trying to break into my iPad while I was doing the sponsors.
No, I was just typing two.
Yeah. Right,
you've clearly been breaking out your iPad as well.
Anyway.
I think he's getting annoyed with this, Jason.
What's your preview this week, Chisholm?
Preview of a game that's actually out this week, I think, is Last of Us Remastered.
Cool. Did you see the news about Arya Stark, the girl who plays Arya Stark in talks to play the girl in Last of Us in the movie version?
Yeah.
Sorry, unrelated. Yeah. Carry on.
See what happens with that. But,
Speaking about The Last of Us, I watched a video on YouTube about a guy trying to work out how likely it is for something like The Last of Us to happen. And it turns out it's relatively likely and it would probably kill about 60% of the population.
A zombie outbreak.
Everyone sleep well. No, it's not. It's a fungus. There's already a fungus that affects ants and takes over their mind and forces them to climb up plants towards the top of
I've seen that on plant. QI, yeah.
Cynopods or something. Like that. Someone else.
And if you look at how many kind of viruses, cross species lines, so avian flu, all that kind of stuff, smallpox, for example, came from cattle, it's actually fairly likely. So we're all screwed.
Yeah. That's like,
have fun.
That's obviously the plot of The Last of Us. They're actually saying, what if it jumped species and then affected us?
Yep.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So The Last of Us Remastered, there isn't anything new about that other than it's for next gen or current gen, is it?
Yeah, it's for the PS4. It's basically The Last of Us with all its DLC up to date, and apart with still more DLC coming later, but it's multiplayer, but it's also got the one Singapore DLC bundled with it as well.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just 1080p, 60 frames per second, or you can lock it to 30 frames per second if it's, like, apparently you can do that if you prefer, like, the filmic view, because obviously
filmic,
you know, like films and
I know what you mean, yeah, like,
do 30 frames per second or 28 and what TVs 60 and if they prefer, depends, what it's up to the player,
yeah.
But usually when it comes to gameplay, 60 frames per second surely, but Yeah, and the graphics have been enhanced and everything. The reviews been coming out all sound as you expect. Great game. It's been improved. It still doesn't mean it's like absolutely amazing looking, but it obviously looks better.
So have they done anything really to the actual gameplay in that, because it's a next gen, have they added more zombies, so you're now having to deal with more at one time or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Right.
Don't know too much about that. It would have been good if they improved some of the AI things, because Ellie, as good as she is, would do some random stuff. You'd be behind the box and she'd be like running about in between the enemies and knocking tables over and chairs, and they're kind of oblivious to her. Is that a Vag finger?
You may want to let Kimberly go to a doctor if that's what you think that is.
They've all got that.
Wow.
I'd be tempted by it if I could find
new
it cheap.
Depths.
I'd be tempted by it if I could find it for cheap, and if there was actually like a proper trading, so I've got it for the PlayStation 3. But I'm trying to soldier on here. But I'm going to wait till I can find it for maybe under £20 and pick it up. And then, to be honest, I'm going to probably sell my PS3 and The Last of Us. I've only played through it once and I want to play it through again, but I'm thinking I may as well get it for the PS4 and play it through again. Not going to pay over £30 for it, a game that's I've already played.
I'd rather
wait till I can find it for, well, as cheap as I can, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But I will pick up at some point. But not till I find it cheap. And if you've not played it for and you're at PS4, go get it, because it is a fantastic game.
Yeah, I think I might pick it up, albeit I don't have a PS4. Yeah. But when I get a PS4, that's probably one of the ones I will pick up.
Do you want to give me a PS3 so I can play the original one?
I can lend you that.
Yeah, cool.
He just uses, on a if serious you give him note, consoles and stuff like that, he just scratches a dog with them, though. So,
Are we talking real consoles or glorified calculators? Just on a serious note,
what did you do with the Wii that I gave you?
Amy uses it.
All right, okay.
I'd just like to say that neither sponsors nor the rest of the shows should be tarnished in any way by anything that happens on this show. Please ignore this show. We're just awful. There you go. That just creeped me out. It's just a step too far, boss.
I was just playing with a... It was him that made the joke.
Well, it was vile.
I was just playing with a...
I was sick in my mouth. I had to swallow that sick.
Oh, dear.
And that was badger cum regurgitated. That was awful.
On that happy note, Sab, what have you been... what are you looking forward to in previewing?
Well, badgers. I'm looking forward to, Mad Max still, and the supposed gameplay trailer, which isn't quite a gameplay trailer. It's kind of cinematic, but hopefully it's using in-game graphics to show it. I don't know. Really like it. Also really like the song in it. And
it's as good as Borderlands 2.
Different, but almost on the same level, I would say.
Has there been a new trailer recently? This.
It's not that recent,
no.
But I still really like it. It excites
you've seen
me when
the
I watch it.
Film trailer, so you tracked it down again.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And what was the other one? Lords of something.
Lords of the Fallen,
which
looks very looks Dark Souls, but yeah. Next gen version ish. But I think obviously we're probably doing it an injustice, and developers are slapping me if I said, "Oh, it's not like Dark Souls, but slightly is."
Big fighty man. Hitting people with hammers.
Yeah, it does look a very, very pretty game.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool. I'd give it a go.
Yeah, it's one of the things where I think it sounds that you do die a lot, and the game sounds like it's a little bit of Dark Souls, as it doesn't hold your hand. It kind of, you have to suss things out for yourself. So if the enemy keeps killing you, I think you kind of learn. Every time you die, your character will learn or get better in a certain way from the way he's died, I think. And you'll hopefully learn something, or you'll learn a move.
If you get smacked in the face with a hammer,
yeah.
Next time you're slightly more resistant being smacked in the face with a hammer.
Next time you learn, don't get smacked in the face with a hammer.
That is evolution.
Yeah.
I think I kind of touched on this in the last show, but I didn't really go into much detail.
Things.
Civilization Beyond Earth was talked about in E3. It didn't really come up too much in E3, but The videos got released and things like that. It comes out on October the 24th this year. And it's just basically the next thing in the Sid Meier's Civilization thing. But this time you actually go to other planets. Similar idea. It's a kind of hexagonal game board, which you work your way through and mine from that area, build soldiers and all that kind of stuff. I think it's a fairly normal civilization thing, but you've got a lot more kind of tech trees and everything like that because you're dealing with it on different planets and stuff. It looks really cool. At the moment, the videos that are out don't really show too much of the gameplay. They just kind of show the kind of concept behind it that you're flying.
This is a proper full fat game, not like a Kickstarter.
It's a full-fat game. It's a proper next Civilization game. I think the last time that they did anything like this was the Alpha Centauri game. I don't know if you remember that from back in the kind of early PC days. But it was another Sid Meier's game, Alpha Centauri. So they did kind of similar. It wasn't quite a Civilization thing, but it was a whole kind of.
Is Sid involved in this?
You know, I don't know. I don't know
is
how much
in
Sid,
front of it. Yeah, but is he just
I'm assuming he was because Sid Meier's was like heavily involved in like the early days. I don't know if he's still as
just
at the helm.
His name like Tom Clancy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tom Clancy's passed away now. So
that's really. Yeah. I didn't know that.
He died last year, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway, moving on.
Sid Meier's Pirates still probably the best pirate game out there.
Yep. Followed closely, I would say, by Assassin's Creed 4, bizarrely. That was probably one of my favourite pirate games of modern If you ignore the whole Assassin's Creed-y thing. Yeah.
Someone
should played it as a pirate game.
Someone should just hack that.
Just do a mod. I'd be very surprised if there isn't.
Yeah.
Is that on PC?
Yeah.
They will be.
Cool. What have you been playing this week, Chiz?
Past week, the Destiny beta.
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 Not this again.
Beta. What is it? What do you
beta.
Think?
Mm-hmm.
Beta.
As in Betamax. Beta.
Beta.
It's not beta.
Okay, crack on.
Do I have to bleep that? That was really
quick. Let's get the Google up. Beta.
I mean, Sam, you had a brief shot of it. We both played it on the 360. I've played it on the PS4, Xbox One, and 360.
Is the beta still available for it?
No, it's finishing Sunday. Yesterday.
That's a shame.
360, apparently, not totally rubbish. Same game, just a bit more difficult to see in the invisible.
Yeah,
people.
It's obviously not graphically shiny, but plays exactly the same.
Mm. Was it in the Xbox One?
Yeah.
All right, okay. I should have maybe jumped on and played that. I have been moving houses, so I probably wouldn't be able to.
Bead did advertise a free code.
Right. Yeah, I know, I saw that.
Don't need a code for the 360 as well.
No, it was free just for them that week on all of them.
All right, okay.
So you needed a code up until the day I told you about it, and then it opened up to everyone.
I would have got a code anyway. I'm probably going to pre-order it now.
Yeah. I'm looking, yeah,
really, was it that good?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
But for 360.
All right, okay.
Yeah. It's...
But I'm not sure if I should actually, because no one else is going to be playing 360 anymore. So
I'll probably be getting on for the Xbox One.
Yeah, I'll. When does it come out?
9th of September.
Okay,
so it's not too far away.
Yeah.
It plays like a mixture of Borderlands and Halo, basically,
And World of Warcraft, I would say, or an MMO of some variety.
But it actually been well. With the added thing of actually being fun.
Hang on. To be fair, the only way in which it's like an MMO is that it has a central hub station where everyone goes in and all your shops and stuff are there.
Right, okay.
And you trade for things.
Mm. My first social interaction as soon as I entered the
Someone asked you to
hub.
Kill 10 boars.
And deliver a letter.
And then when I booted up Destiny. First time into the tower after doing the introductory sort of mission into the social area with all the shops and whatnot. Went through all the buttons. What do the buttons do? I think it was right on the D-pad, and my character started dancing. And instantly, two level 8 guys, which is the cap on the beta, ran up and started dancing with me.
Oh,
and just
nice.
Two random people, and we just did that for maybe for about a minute. And I thought that's actually quite a good first experience of people
because
there is actually it's good because there's no buttons for people to actually do anything abusive, because I'm sure if there was, people would be pressing it all the time.
Yeah.
But I also had a great moment where I was exploring the map and a public event happened where I basically had to destroy a Devil Walker, which was like a six-legged tank thing. And on your own, it depends what level you are. If you're low level and on your own, hard as nails. But there was like four or five other players in the area. So I even talked to them. I had a TED headset, but I wasn't speaking to them. And managed to take it down. And then I stood by the tank and started dancing in the middle of the battlefield, going, yeah. And then they all... At first, they're all running away to do their own thing, and then they noticed me dancing, and I saw them on the screen. They all ran back, and there was like five of us all dancing at the same time at the end. And I thought it was fantastic. But just like how much you could communicate through dance. But but so far, I
thought I hated you before, but honestly.
But yeah, I say, like Borderlands, but without the humour of Borderlands,
yeah,
which
it's been more serious,
yeah. But I much prefer the gunplay in Destiny. It's just more fun and the things you can do
because it's just silly in Borderlands,
yeah,
which is the way it went. But
as a shooter, I just found it a bit. I don't know, and I felt in Borderlands there was too much loot. I was constantly checking loot, constantly checking what's picking up, constantly what's this, what that. With Destiny, you pick up stuff and you can check it later on and dispose of things really quickly, and you're not getting stuff constantly.
It's very good. Very good.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out. So is that what you've been playing this week as well, basically?
That, and I got for 15 quid Elder Scrolls Online.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that a month?
Yeah, you get a month free with it.
Are you going to keep flipping? Is it £8 after that or something?
It's first person. So that's kind of slightly better than
normal. Can you not play in third person as well, though?
I think so. But generally, it's first person.
All right.
And the action is actually like proper action, as it is to a degree in the game. Like someone's swinging at you, you can lift your shield.
All right.
Or you can do a kind of strike, a quicker strike on them, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit better, but...
You're still not feeling it from it?
Well, it's end of the day, it's still kill four boars. Which I don't know. It's not bad. It's moving in the right direction. I did not mind it at all. It didn't grate at me hugely. Yeah. So if you like that kind of thing but you want something different, give it a go.
Fair is Destiny does have some. When you're exploring, when you unlock level 4, then you can actually explore the area in the game I played anyway. There's mission beakers all around, and you can go up to them and activate them. And a lot of them are basically boar and letter sort of thing. Basically, go here and scan this area, or go and kill this guy, or kill a certain amount of people and pick up what they pick up. And once you get 100%, yeah, you've done that. So it is very much of that, but you can at the same time you just totally ignore them and plow through the main story or do. It's the strike missions, which there's just one of them, but was like 8 times bigger than any of the other missions, and had massive battles during the whole thing. That was much, much better.
Cool.
But looking forward to Destiny. But
yeah,
Elder Scrolls, and you not you could play on with it, or
I probably won't be. I'll probably be cancelling my subscription.
Okay, you're just not that into it.
Use up your first month and then...
Yeah. Okay. I've only had kind of 2-3 sessions on it. It's all right, but...
Unless it vastly gets better, you point probably not...
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, I've been playing Evil Apple on iOS. And this probably only loosely falls into the category of games I've been playing this week, but it's a cool game. If any of you are familiar with the game Cards Against Humanity, it's a card game that's probably best played whilst somewhat inebriated, but it's basically an iOS version of that, and it's pretty cool. So the way it works is one person draws a card, and just to give you an example, the game I'm currently playing just now, I will just read you exactly what the card currently says. So Facebook has acquired blank for $15 billion and hopes to make the company appear more hip. And then you have a deck of 6 cards, which are trustworthy pastors engaging in consensual group sex, the hottest women ever, the smell of wine and cheap perfume, a used navel ring discarded in front of Planned Parenthood, our money in a green-fueled political campaign, and zombie Bill Murray, and a dystopian future. And basically, you and all your friends that are playing it have to then play one of those cards, and one person's deemed the judge every round, and they then decide which one's the funniest, basically. So I've played Zombie Bill Murray. So Facebook has acquired Zombie Bill Murray for $15 billion and hopes to make the company appear more hip. And then somebody comes along and says, I think your one's, and you get a point.
Is it people you know or randoms? Or?
No, it's all my friends. I think you can play random, but I'm playing it with a bunch of people I know. It's quite fun because there's kind of a chat feature as well. So you swipe up and you get kind of chats. We're all kind of chatting as it goes on. And the guys that I'm playing with, some of them are in the UK. Some of them are in other areas of Europe. Some are in the States. So the game kind of plays. We generally get one hand a day roughly at the moment just because of the time zones and stuff. But I think it's an awesome little game. It's free as well. There's in-app purchases for it to do kind of upgrades and add more cards and kind of funnier different cards and things like that. Or you can write your own cards, which is kind of cool. But it's a free game. It's quite good fun.
Has there not been a change in the law at the moment about like games with microtransactions?
Yeah.
It's Android.
So it's not changing the law.
It's Google are no longer calling them free, but Apple have not said anything yet.
Commission have kind of forced, are sort of trying to encourage Google and Apple to do something. So Google's basically said, right, okay, fair enough. If it's got an in-app purchase, we won't say free anymore. We will say with in-app purchases. And Apple's went, well, actually, with the new parent controls that are coming in, it's sort of irrelevant now. And also the way that they do it is they say free and then in brackets underneath includes in-app purchases. And then there's the whole kind of kids section and all that kind of stuff. So they're both approaching it slightly differently. Google's been a little bit more upfront, to be fair. Okay. Right. But if you want to hear more about this debate, coincidentally, thanks for the segue, Chiz, we discussed this at length on the Pocket Show this week. So go over and catch that because we chat about that with an Android guy, a Windows guy, and an iOS guy, and me. So thank you very much for the plug of my other show, Chiz. There, that's very good of you.
And you. what do you
please
come
hold
in
me
under?
Down, sir.
I kind of come in under all three of them, to be honest. I'm more of an iOS fanboy, as we all know, but I enjoy Android and Windows. So cool. The other person I just want to thank in this show is UK2. They're superb at everything that they do relating to web hosting. If you head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/sponsors and you will see a bunch of voucher codes there for all sorts of cool stuff that UK2 provide. They provide all sorts of things from VPN, VPSs, domain names, all that kind of stuff with discount codes therein to get cash off all those different things. They are really superb. I use them for all my personal hosting requirements and I found that their services pretty much superb, one of the best ones out there. So if you're heading over to britishnetwork.com/sponsors and use the click through on there, please. Also use that click through as well when you're logging into your account as well, because that gives us the kudos. Finally, this week, we've been playing, thanks to Peter Smith. If you're listening, Peter, it was very kind of you to contact us at the last show. And you pointed us in the direction of World of Tanks Blitz, which all three of us have played.
Chiz,
we're looking at you.
No,
Chiz hasn't played it. Okay, well, me and Sam have played it, which is kind of what I was hoping.
Yeah.
You as well.
Yeah.
I told you the other day that I downloaded it.
Oh, it's actually pretty good.
I was pissed.
It is pretty good.
So, while me and Sam are reviewing it, I'll let Chiz play it a little bit. Because I've got it installed in here. So, essentially...
Paul just offered Chiz his foot.
What?
Apparently it's installed on his foot.
On my foot? What are you talking about?
Nonsense. That's quite loud, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but you can hear the microphone. Right. What it is it's a free tank game, wasn't it? It was free when you downloaded it. You've got in-app purchases
although,
as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can do all sorts of extra things. It's that whole kind of thing that you can buy extra stuff for to do upgrades and things like that to your tank. But the basic premise is that you are a little tank and you're in a team of tanks and you get launched on a battlefield and you have to go and take a position or a number of positions on that battlefield just by kind of driving your tank about. Just by kind of driving about and shooting the other tanks. It's just taking a little while.
Other players?
Against other players. Going to finish his synchronizing data. Hit the battle button, which should appear at the top when it's finished synchronizing there. I was pleasantly surprised for a free game, actually.
I wonder if the people that are playing PC are also playing against the people on tablets.
I never came across anybody that was particularly good, so...
I was playing on PC.
Oh, did you play the PC version? See, I played
got
the
nailed.
Ah, see. So the tablet version...
I was thinking I was going to download it, and I was thinking PC. If you knew you're playing this one at a point, I should have just downloaded this. It'd be quicker.
Do you know, it's not a bad game on PC either. Quite enjoyed it.
So it's got awesome theme music.
It is pretty exciting.
So you've got on the screen, it's your old thing. So with your left hand thumbstick, you drive it. So there's kind of a little thumbstick on the screen, and you kind of move that about to drive, and then you kind of move where your turret's pointing with your right thumb. You can then shoot missiles and stuff. You've got little buttons on either side of the screen to shoot the missile. I found them a little bit annoying because in the corner of my eye, when I was trying to find the steering to kind of get out of a situation, I kept shooting my guns by accident and trying to get away from them. But you know what? It's actually all right, I thought, for an online game as well. Yeah.
Do you know what annoyed me about it, actually? And that nice shot brought it to mind.
You got to wait for your guns to reload.
I had a Japanese tank to start off with, and then I picked a medium tank. I can't remember what that was. And then I picked a British tank.
Yeah.
And they all had American accents. Didn't even bother.
Being more than a try and
fake an accent on the accent.
I kept driving around like all the scenery until later I found out because I'm in a tank, I can drive through most of it.
Yeah,
some things you can't drive over and stuff, but it's quite cool. I for a free game, if you've got an iPad, I'm not actually sure if it's an Android at all, but if you've got an iPad, I would definitely pick it up.
I think it's on everything.
Is it?
I shall just have a look.
Or a PC version as well, because that's free too. It's a great little game. Did you win?
Stream Monkey destroyed, I don't know, some dude.
Thanks for giving me my game.
I didn't manage to kill a single tank.
Oh, there we go. Stream Monkey 58.
What's it called again? Tank Commander?
No. World of Tanks.
World of Tanks.
Blitz.
Turn around.
I mean, what would you think, Sam? I think for a free game, it's definitely worth a pick up.
I'd get it.
Mm-hmm.
I have got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. It's worth playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice to get a game that's actually finished.
It looks like it's a fair amount easier on the tablet, actually.
Yeah, and there's a lot of work went into it. The graphics are... I mean, don't get me wrong, they're not Xbox One, PlayStation 4 level, but they're decent graphics for a free tablet game. There is a point, so the way it works is there's a tech tree, and you choose different elements that you're wanting to upgrade. So if you want to start upgrading your guns, and then you open out more types of tanks as you upgrade your guns and your drive train, your engine, and stuff like that.
You probably had to have actually killed someone.
You've got to buy that with experience points.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole lineup purchase thing whereby with those experience points you can buy upgrades to your tanks and things like that.
That's just block me in against this wall. Moon team, well done. Well done. That's it. Bugger off, small fry. In his little dick tank.
So there's a whole in-app purchase thing. If you want to upgrade quicker, you can. But it's quite cool. It's quite a cool game. Yeah. Anyway.
Yep. Enjoyable.
Yeah, enjoyable. Have you found it on Android? Is it on Android? We should have done this before the show.
No.
It's not. Okay. So definitely on iOS, and it's on PC as well. So pick it up. It's definitely worth it. So thank you very much, Peter Smith, for recommending that as our second three in a bed challenge. And we're going to be playing Civ 5.
If we
can find it cheap. If that offer's still available, we'll have a wee look around.
If not, we'll crowd down Paul's PC and watch him play it.
Or just pick something else that someone else suggests.
Yeah, we have still got a list. We've got like a half dozen to be looking.
What we really need to do is when people suggest it, I think we're going to have to start, like, maybe you could send out.
Maybe buying it there and then if it's on a decent deal. Okay, so that's basically our show. I just want to thank again.
I do apologise.
So thank again our sponsors, UK2 and Network Union, for supporting us. If you want to get in contact with us, please email us britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. You can tweet me at Paul Wheatley or at British Tech to tweet the network. Please head on over to our Facebook page. If you want to make any game recommendations or anything like that, over on the Facebook page as well, there's quite a good community there. Probably get a bit of banter from some of the other listeners and me, Sam and Chiz, as we schizophrenically argue with each other using the same account.
Yeah.
The other thing to mention is the Bash, the Northern Bash, on the 6th of December.
Is that what we now know?
We're now calling it the Northern Christmas Bash.
Hey, by gum!
Coming you from a septic tank.
You can come and have.
We're basically just going to do the same as we've always
pies,
done. But we're going to do it in a village hall. Bring your own booze and play some games. We're going to have projectors up and Xboxes and Wii U's and things like that. I'll probably have like Halo, Mario Kart, maybe a couple other games going during the course of the afternoon. We'll maybe do a show while we're there, have a few beers, and then we'll head into and get a curry afterwards and maybe a few drinks.
The show's
going to
be the quiz, is it not?
Well, we'll do the quiz. Yeah, exactly. So we'll do the quiz. So if you think that you can beat Chiz and take his crown, then please come along. I'm not sure how much the ticket's going to be
and
yet.
Then beat me at the quiz.
I'm not sure how much the ticket's going to be yet.
It's more of a pearl necklace than a crown.
Dear me, Jesus. But we, as soon as they come available,
it's
we will let you know. We are, that's basically us. Is there anything else we have to say?
No.
Pretty much done. Okay. Thank you very much for your ears. We will see you in 2 weeks. Good night.
Toodles.
I'm gutted he's getting fibre. I'm getting fibre on Friday, and now he's getting it too.
Yeah, Elson still doesn't have fibre.
You get apparently sometime in the summer you're supposed to be getting 70.
Cool.
Why are we recording this?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's get rid of this. We don't need this.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll just leave a couple of seconds and then we can start again.
So that's the story of how I lost my virginity.
Good. Good.
And he never said thank you.
What a bastard.
A weird way to stop talking about Civ.